following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Brian Wilson of KGLA in Algona and John Jensen of The Outlook in Monona. Brian, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
All right. Thank you very much, Senator. I guess first off, there's a push here in the state legislature in Iowa right now to try and cap insulin prices at the state level. I guess, can you talk about at the federal level, I guess, what you're working on there to try and help those that depend on insulin on a daily basis?
Are you talking about pharmaceutical drugs?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yes. If you and I had talked about this in the last 2 years, I would have talked to you about the Grassley-Wyden bill, which would have saved consumers probably about $75 billion on drugs. Probably would have saved the taxpayers about $95 billion, I believe. Some of that was passed by the Democrat Congress in a way that I didn't particularly agree to, but if it saves money, it saves money. But about that bill had about 38 provisions in it, and about 25 of those provisions deal with regulatory reform that would save the taxpayers money. So those part of the bills were not included. So I intend to pursue that with the Democrats to see if we can get the rest of the Grassley-Wyden bill passed that will help there. Then the other one is, out of Judiciary Committee a couple weeks ago, five less important bills, but still saving about $13 billion, would these five bills would add up to it, that would got out of committee unanimously. And so we're hoping that we can get all five of them up and maybe not even have to. They're so common sense, you shouldn't have to go to a lot of trouble to get them passed. If it takes some time, we got to get that time from Schumer running the Senate. If we can get it done on unanimous consent, that's what I'd like to do. But you can see if they get out of committee on a voice vote, they're not very controversial and a very common sense approach. John Jensen.
Thank you, Senator. Last week you issued a statement calling for fiscal sanity in the federal budget. Talk about your concerns and what consequences the continued budget deficit could lead to.
Well, first of all, right now we're at a point where we're as high of the national debt to GNP that it was any time since World War II, and it was about this high during World War II. And if we had a 50-year average, about 35% of GDP, now it's up to about 100%. As long as you can continue to borrow money, it's not a threat. But it is a terrible burden to leave to our children and grandchildren. And that's where a moral principle comes in. Is it right for our generation to live high on the hog today and leave it to our children and grandchildren to pay the bill? So I think that what you see is when you get this excess spending that has brought so much borrowing, and the Democrats added about $5 trillion to that over the last 2 years, then it has fed the fires of inflation. If you remember 2 years ago, at this time when inflation was still very moderate at about 1.5% when Trump left office, then it gets up to 9.1%. This spending fed the fires of inflation. So getting the budget deficit down is going to help the fight against inflation. In fact, when Congress keeps spending money, like over the last 2 years, the bottom line of it is that we're working against what the Federal Reserve's doing, trying to get inflation down by raising interest rates. And high interest rates really doesn't help anybody, but it's the only way the Fed's got to fight inflation. So we ought to keep our fiscal policies so it doesn't run counterproductive to what the Federal Reserve System's trying to do. And bottom line of it is, I hope that the Republicans taking over the House of Representatives puts some fiscal sanity, and they will do it. And that the White House and the Senate, Democrat Senate, will go along with it so we don't leave this terrible burden to our children and grandchildren. Brian?
Yeah, Senator, do you believe there's going to be federal legislation coming out here sometime in the near future with regards to foreign countries buying up agricultural land, especially countries like China, things like that? Is there something that's going to come out about that, or is that just talk right now?
Well, there is legislation in that absolutely prohibits it, and if it came up, I would be inclined to vote for it. There's other approaches as well, some that I'm sponsoring with a senator from Wisconsin, and then some of that deals with also bringing up to date a bill that I got passed. Heavens, I was a member of the House of Representatives, so that's over 40 years ago. There, otherwise, we wouldn't have any statistics in the U.S. Department of Agriculture that even knew how much foreign land was even owned or bought and controlled by foreigners. We got that figure now. It's Chinese are rapidly increasing their purchases. It's not a great deal of land, but it scares you when your number one enemy on the face of this earth is having that impact within the country. So I would vote for such legislation. John Jensen.
Thank you, Senator. Vladimir Putin announced last week that Russia would suspend participation on the new START nuclear treaty. What should the United States' response be to this move?
Well, our response should be to criticize him for doing it, but we already, maybe 3 or 4 months ago, criticized him when we announced that he's not letting our inspectors into his country to inspect. Are they abiding by the treaty that he has now said he's going to suspend? And Russia has the ability to come to this country, and I'm sure we would cooperate with them if they wanted to come and see what we're doing, but we aren't going to cooperate with them if they don't let us inspect theirs. And I expect that he's saber-rattling because of the trouble he's in with the rest of the globe because he invaded Ukraine. Brian?
Yeah, Senator, can you talk a little bit about the Stop Reckless Student Loan Actions Act and maybe what you hope to accomplish with that if you get that pushed through?
Hey, the reason that we put that bill in, and we shouldn't have to, because, by the way, there's an argument tomorrow in the Supreme Court whether the president had the constitutional authority to do what he did. And don't forget, for his first 18 months in office, he took the position that he didn't have the authority to do it. And Speaker Pelosi took the same position, that they had to pass legislation in Congress to do it. So then he gets some lawyers someplace in the bureaucracy to say he got the authority to do it, and he does it. And we in Thune don't believe he has the authority to do it, and our legislation to make sure that we have a law that specifically says that. And, John, yours will be the last question.
Thank you, Senator. A resolution from Senator Ernst challenges the Biden administration's Waters of the United States rule in an effort to stop aggressive rulemaking by the EPA and Army Corps of Engineers. Where do you stand on this issue?
Oh, I would vote for it. And don't forget that when Obama was trying to do the same thing, we had at least 6 court cases, and only one of them said he had the authority to do it. But 6 other courts, or maybe it was 5 other courts, said he didn't have the authority to do it. It was late in that administration. Then Trump comes along and doesn't go along with Obama and changes the regulation to the more traditional definition of what navigable waters are. In other words, the federal government controls that, and what isn't navigable waters, the states control. And so Trump went back to that traditional definition of what the Corps of Engineers and the EPA could do in regard to regulating waters, and then leave the rest to the states. Now, of course, we got a Democrat administration, and they're inclined to have regulate everything you can regulate. So they're coming out with something that's very disastrous. And we do have a process where Congress can disapprove regulations, And Ernst introduced the resolution to do that, and I'm obviously going to vote for it. I may even be a co-sponsor of it. But whether I'm a co-sponsor or not, I'm going to vote for it. Because, and I hope Ernst, in what you read about her activity in this area, put out the same thing that I've been saying going back to 2014 and 2015, that we have a Farm Bureau report of the Iowa Farm Bureau that said the federal government would regulate about 97% of the land in the state of Iowa. You can imagine what that's going to be doing to the farmers. Are you going to have to hire a lawyer that something you want to do on your farm meets the government regulation? That stuff is ridiculous, and that's why I'm going to vote for the Ernst resolution of disapproval. Thank you both very much, Brian and John. Goodbye.
Thank you, Senator.
Thanks, Senator.
Thank you, Brian and John, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.